Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Oh, it's that time. What's going on, everybody? Dominic Jimenez, another edition of Sports Overnight America here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network. However you're joining me today, tonight, I don't think there's any other times of day or night. I'd like to welcome you into the show, whether you're listening on a terrestrial station across the United States, you're listening on Sirius XM, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, iTunes, podcast format, or if you're listening on the American Forces Radio Network, I would like to welcome you in. A full show today. Normally I'm like, hey, you know what, let's open some lines, but we're not going to open up the guest lines because we have a full show. At 40 after, I'm going to be joined by Josh Panko. He is the president at Leaf Trading Cards. We're going to talk trading cards. You know me, I love talking about the hobby, collectibles. Leaf's got some really cool stuff coming up, so we're going to talk to Josh about what they have in the pipeline, what's coming out, new releases, and talk about how NILs really changed their business because they like signing college players. They've got a lot of prospect autographs in their products, and now they can sign exclusive deals with these players who, you know, a year ago, a couple years ago at least, you couldn't do that. And for a while, Leaf autographs were the only way to get Jaden Daniels autographs the entire season, the whole season for the most part of the NFL. The only way you could get a Jaden Daniels autograph was from Leaf. But before we do that, and that's at 40 after, next two segments, first two segments of the show, I will be joined again by Mike Sempervivi of Wrestling Observer Live, which can be found here Monday through Friday, him and Brian Alvarez, here noon Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network. So we've got a nice show. Semp is in the saddle. He's ready to go with me. We're going to hit a quick break here, and once again, 40 after, Josh Panko joins us from Leaf Trading Cards. I'm Dominic Jimenez. You're you. This is the Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Celebrate responsibly.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
You're listening to Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
Welcome back to the show. Dominic Jimenez once again here, Sports Overnight America on the Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network, joined by Mike Sempervivi of Wrestling Observer Live. Mike, what's happening?
Not a whole lot, my friend. Just trying to get over some allergies here in this cold that I have. I've been begging for spring to come. It has finally sprung. We have turns our clocks ahead, and like clockwork always does at this time of year to me, I get killed by the allergies. So trying to shake those off, but that's all right. The sun is making me happy.
Slapped you upside the head and said, I'm here.
That's what, you know, well, it's like Alvarez doing a show with him every day on Wrestling Observer Live, every day, 3 p.m. Eastern time here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You can also listen to After Dark Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, also with Brian Alvarez, which actually just wrapped up. They talked about exorcisms and demonic entities with a reverend. So you get a little bit of everything here at the Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network.
A cavalcade of things.
Cavalcade. Mike, you just won a word of the day. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Let's
Thank
move
you.
On. Word of the day for me. R.I.P. Phrase, yeah. Rest in peace. No, we're not going to spend another segment talking wrestling. No, this has nothing to do with The Undertaker. This has to do with me nodding my head in reverence because I think, and I'll get your opinion on this whole thing, Mike, I think the San Francisco 49ers, a team that I root for, grew up rooting for them. That's been my team my whole life. I think we can finally kiss goodbye their Super Bowl window. It was a big window. I think it was about 6 or 7 years where they really could have won a Super Bowl. Not even their only window of the last 20 years. They had an opportunity in the early 2000s. They had an opportunity in the mid-2010s. 2012, they were in the Super Bowl. I could, you know, have four replica rings in my house right now. I've got none. I technically was alive for the, I think it was 94 they won the Super Bowl. I don't remember it. I was 3. I remember all of the losses they've accrued. And with free agency officially starting, there's a lot of 49ers who have been signed away to huge contracts. And the total sum of all of the free agent contracts, plus the savings that the money that they saved by trading Deebo Samuel and cutting Kyle Juszczyk, was equivalent to the actual salary cap number. Now, I know it happens. When a team is really good, you can't keep everybody. That's why it's important to win when you can. The Boston Bruins did the exact same thing at the trade deadline just a few days ago. They traded their captain, Brad Marchand, for crying out loud. I understand you can't keep everybody, but the energy that is coming from the team is rebuild. And they've got all this cap space. They haven't really used it. I'm sure most of it's going to go to Brock Purdy. And we've seen it, Mike. The time to strike is when your quarterback is good and on a rookie contract. Because when they start making $40 million a year, it's a lot more difficult to win.
Oh, just a little bit. And, you know, I have a feeling we're going to get to Kyle Shanahan at some point and pointing the finger at him. I have some experience with this, with him being in Atlanta. And that was a situation where, man, you did have a guy in Matt Ryan that had been around a long time, had played great, is arguably was on a path for a Hall of Fame career, and then they blew it, and they blew it badly. But as time has shown, and I don't know if Russell Wilson in Seattle gets the credit for this, but what he was able to do during his first couple of seasons as the rest of those guys with Richard Sherman and that defense that got drafted all around the same time, you've got to strike while the iron is hot in this day and age, because the price for the quarterback is way too high. And to try to go out there and get one, it can throw off the balance of your team and screw up your salary cap for a long time. So, as you mentioned, with Purdy, you had weapons. You had offensive weapons. You had defensive weapons. You had a lot of good there. And unfortunately, the Rams walk away with one. You know, Seattle, it's just, it's unfortunate for the 49er fan.
It really is. And there is some blame on Kyle Shanahan. Decisions were made.
I think a lot of blame can go on Kyle Shanahan.
I think so too. And not just decision making, the lack of, you know, halftime adjustments. It was a consistent thing with the Niners. They have a good first half, or great first quarter when he can script things. Second quarter gets a little haywire, or they're still doing well. Third quarter, consistently an issue. And sometimes they'd come back in the fourth quarter. A lot of times they didn't. You mentioned Kyle Shanahan, the play caller with Atlanta when they, blew a 28-3 lead. Decisions were made by Kyle then. And, you know, they're going to pay Brock Purdy a lot of money. I guess it's great that they have some stability at quarterback. Do I think Brock Purdy is a $40 million quarterback? Absolutely not. And like you pointed out, they had a bevy of weapons for him. It was the perfect team built around the rookie quarterback who could do certain things very well. The offensive line, questionable. That's fair. They're still questionable. But you had Debo. You had Brandon Ayuk kind of at their peaks. I don't know if either guy is going to be the same moving forward. You had George Kittle at his peak. You had, at the time, healthy Christian McCaffrey. You had Kyle Juszczyk. You had everything going for you. And it just feels like, yeah, they can still hit on some of these comp picks. Kittle was a fifth-round pick. Hufanga was a later pick. Dre Greenlaw was a fifth-round pick. Sure, they can go hit on these picks that they're picking up. However, you're banking on a lot of young players. And I've seen the discourse, a lot of Niners fans, oh, they've got the young guys in place. They're ready to take over. I've watched every 49ers game, Mike. I've seen a lot of 49ers football. Where are these young guys who suddenly are ready to go when you lose starters at the position? I just don't get it. I don't. What do you think? Do you think the 49ers, who were 6-11 last year and now have lost a handful of starters, a handful of depth players, do you think they're going to do any better? I don't.
Well, I mean, that's a lot of hopium that's being smoked right there, you know, when it comes to that stuff. And Seattle is obviously, you know, for the amount of money that they paid to Sam Darnold, the moves that they made indicate that they are going into a full rebuild, and they're paying a lot of money to Sam Darnold just to secure things for the next couple of years until they find the next guy. And you have the benefit of having Arizona in your division that is always on the cusp of doing something and then never does. So there is that advantage there. But there's also the issue of Atlanta is going to be, I would hope, much better this year. And yes, you get them in San Francisco, so that's going to help. But still, might be a rough go because the way Atlanta looked last year was, again, as a fan, much improved, a completely different vibe there in that team. The Bears are much improved. Yes, you get them at home, but with some of the moves that they've made, they are a markedly better team. And the thing that San Francisco has is, again, some question marks when it comes to the schedule as far as being able to win some of those games. And if those young guys can do that, that'll be great. But you can also get into a situation where in the middle of the season, you have what happened with the Bears and the Redskins last year, where you had two young teams.
Commanders.
That in some, or the, I'm sorry, the Washington Commanders. See how much of an old man I still am here, but the Washington Commanders, and as close as they were together, that game set the tone for the season for both of them. The Bears went out after that, had to play a bunch of division games, and they collapsed after that heartbreaking loss in Washington. Mm-hmm. And then you see what happened with Washington and the confidence that they were able to build. And granted, Jaden Daniels had a lot to do with that, but you can see what happens there. And that's, I think, the big question mark is when you get to the middle of the season, you know, where are you at? Because if you're scrapping and these guys are scratching away, you know, you got to be careful about a big loss blowing things and ruining things. And with Kyle Shanahan being the kind of personality that he is, how much blame will he put on himself and how much blame will he put on those young players?
Minimal on himself, a lot on the young guys. And to be fair, I'm probably just being a pessimist. They probably will improve on 6-11, but I am quite pessimistic when it comes to my teams. More with Mike Sempervive coming up after this break.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
You're listening to Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
We are back. Sports Overnight America on the Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network. And when I say me, I mean Mike Sempervivi and myself. Mike, we'll switch gears here and go MLB. Do you happen to know whose birthday it is today?
No, I do not.
It's a shared birthday with two former MLB players, Dale Murphy and Daryl Strawberry. Now, we've done this before, Mike. I don't remember what the list was, but I've been doing this going back to college. And when there's something going on historically in the world of sports, like an on-this-date thing, I like taking it and turning it into a little bit of a fun, let's do a top five. Because I remember the one that sticks out in my head is back in college, it was the anniversary of the Malice at the Palace. So my co-host slash friend and I, we did a draft, if you will. Top five. Who would you want on your team, former NBA players, in a street fight? Because why not? I don't remember what you and I did before, Mike, but I know that we've done it. So I saw those birthdays. I was talking with my boss, Darren, here, and we came together. Let's do it. All right, Mike, you've received the text from me. You had about half an hour of prep time to do it. Do you have your top five list of players who looked like they were going to be Hall of Famers for about 5-6 years at the beginning of their career and then just faded?
I do indeed.
I love it, and I think we didn't explicitly share the lists. I think we might only have one guy on both of the lists. I think that's going to be Dwight Gooden. Is he on your list?
He definitely is on my list.
All right, Dwight Gooden is on my list, so I'm glad that I had six guys here. Dwight Gooden, over the first 5 years of his career, 91-35, 2.62 ERA, 19 shutouts, 1,000 strikeouts, 4 All-Star games, a Rookie of the Year, and a Cy Young, and I think he had two other top five finishes. A lot of these players I didn't watch because of my age. But, Mike, you were able to watch peak Dwight Gooden. Any thoughts?
One of my favorite players of all time. And I, 49 years old, grew up in the Baltimore, Washington area, but had family that was in New York and New Jersey. And they were split between being Yankees fans and Mets fans. And I kind of gravitated more towards the Mets. And Dwight Gooden in 1984, 85, 86. You know, the 1986 Mets team is, of course, gone down in history for all the stories and everything around it, including Dwight Gooden kind of skipping out on the parade to smoke some crack. And unfortunately, that would be the thing that ended up, you know, really dragging him down in his career, even though he made it till the year 2000. But 84, 85, 86, Dwight Gooden was absolutely amazing. You know, won the Rookie of the Year, won a Cy Young, was an All-Star those first couple years of his career, and just smoking everybody. And at only 19 years old, he was absolutely amazing to watch and to have that kind of control. And, you know, people thought, okay, yeah, there was always somebody, they're going to catch up to him. And eventually they did, but it took a long time. And the reality is, it was really him taking himself out of the game that hurt him, because, I mean, 24 wins, obviously the 1985 season was amazing with the ERA, or the WAR over 12, the ARA of 1.53. It was just, phenomenal. But you look at the numbers after that, 17-6, 15-7, 18-9, down a little bit in 89, but 90, 91. I mean, he still was incredibly good. 1990, people forget how good he was. And you figured if he could just keep it together, and unfortunately, he and Daryl Strawberry the same way, if they could keep it together, man, these are phenomenal talents, but unfortunately, they didn't.
Yeah, and I was looking at it. I didn't realize he managed to keep pitching until 2000. And
yeah,
overall, his numbers looked okay. It's just he ended up being a pretty good player instead of a Hall of Fame player. All right, Mike, so who – and we didn't do it, one through five. It's just five guys that we came up with. Who's next on your list?
Well, just because he actually predates me as far as these years of his career, but – same thing, being a child of the 80s and 90s, Fred Lynn, because mm-hmm. It was a big deal in 1985, it was, when the Orioles were trying to hold on to their glory, and they made some free agent signings. They signed Lee Lacy, Don Ossie, and Fred Lynn. And unfortunately, by the time that the Orioles got Fred Lynn, he was a broken shell of what he was. And it's because how he played and having that reckless abandon of slamming into, center field. But you look at his first part of his career. I mean, yeah, Ichiro won MVP in his rookie season, but that, he played for several years in Japan. Fred Lynn comes up in 74, plays 15 games, comes up his first season in 75 at 23 years old, and he was outstanding. 21 home runs, 105 RBIs, which, of course, in this day and age doesn't mean a whole lot, but those numbers were a lot stronger back then and meant a lot more. He got on base a ton. He was a doubles machine, and he kept up that pace for several seasons, more than several seasons. I mean, those first 10 years of his career, he was basically an all-star throughout them. And unfortunately, his body broke down. The offense broke down. Yes, he was still good when he was with California, and they had Reggie and Nolan and Donnie and all those guys that they had, and they were starting to make their run. He was an important part there. But then, he just broke down and kept breaking down and just became inefficient. And there's not a one-to-one parallel with him and Andrew Jones. But if Fred Lynn would have stopped playing in 1987, really 1986, give him the one bad year with the Orioles, but then just said, hey, all right, I'm hanging it up, I'm out of here, I bet you he'd be in the Hall of Fame. I bet you he would have a lot more support, at least, to be in the Hall of Fame. And unfortunately, that's just not the case because of how he broke down.
Totally. And we hear that. We see it a lot where it's like, okay, maybe you should be done. Okay, no, you're going to play another year. Okay, and it ultimately hurts the overall numbers. All right, we get about 3 minutes, Mike, so we'll speed run these last ones. I'm going to go with Steve Blass. He was 95 and 59 his entire career, through his career. He had a 3.18 ERA. And then the next year, 9.85. The next year, 9. The next year out of baseball at the age of 31.
That's a great – I wouldn't have thought of him. That's a great pick. I'll give you David Wright of the Mets, because those first couple of seasons, man, he was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Absolutely phenomenal. And he gets forgotten about because – of the nerve issue that he had after he signed the contract, and he completely just collapsed after that. But an all-star through the first several years of his career, always consistent. I mean, great numbers. The 30 home runs and damn near 30 home runs. I think the least he hit was 26 in those first couple of years. So he was, to me, he's one of those guys, and there's a couple. Andrew Jones, David Wright, Chase Utley. Boy, you can make a case for all of them to be in the Hall. And with Jones and Utley, it's like, did they play too long? That's the argument against them. And with David Wright, much like Fred Lynn, it was his body that ended up ultimately doing him in.
had David Wright and Matt Harvey, who I would have heard an argument for Matt Harvey being on this list. If you get a nickname in your first couple of years, you're pretty good. And Matt Harvey was the Dark Knight, and I think they called David Wright the captain. So I'll see your third baseman, and I'll raise you a third baseman who's a little bit younger, still playing, not going to be a Hall of Famer, Chris Bryant. 901 OPS, 138 home runs, 3 All-Star games, a Rookie of the Year, an MVP, a World Series title all in his first 5 years. And as is the case, the body broke down. He went from best player in college, Rookie of the Year, next year MVP. And here we are. Do you know where Chris Bryant is these days, Mike?
Boy, Chris Bryant. I know I saw the name kicking around in the offseason, but I can't recall.
Rockies.
I'll be damned. That's right. You're right.
All right. So I said we're going to speed run it. We got about a minute now, so we're going to super speed run it, Mike, because I do have a guest coming up in the next segment. I'm going to go with Nomar Garciaparra, 325, 929 OPS, 270 doubles, 650 RBIs, was comparable to Derek Jeter through 2003, and then injuries got him. And I'm also going to go Don Mattingly, 331, 123 homers, 500 RBIs, still ended up with a very, very good career. And then Tim Lincecum, my personal favorite, 2 Cy Youngs, 4 All-Stars, 2.98 ERA, and then injuries got him. Mike, in about 30 seconds, who else do you have on your list?
You got me with Donnie Baseball because he was one of those ones I was kicking around as well. But also, Steven Strasburg. Yeah, His first full seasons, 2012 through 2016, as dominant and as good with as much hope as you could possibly have. And unfortunately, we know what happened with injuries doing him in as well.
All right, that's 5 players from each of us who we thought might have been Hall of Famers earlier in their careers. Mike, thanks so much.
Absolutely, my friend. Thank you.
All right, Josh Pankow from Leaf Trading Cards up next.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. Celebrate responsibly.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today. InnovativeWellness.center. InnovativeWellness.center. And use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
You're listening to Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to Sports Byline USA, heard across the country and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. I'm Dominic Jimenez, very excited to welcome back my next guest. We talked to him about a year and a half ago, and that is Josh Panko, president of Leaf Trading Cards. Josh, welcome back to the show. And last time we spoke, you were getting ready to head into your first year as president over there at Leaf. Looking back on it now, were you able to accomplish some of the goals that you had set out in 2024?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me back. Appreciate it. It's always a pleasure to get to talk to Javi and just talk about cards in general. I would say for the most part, we accomplished most of our goals. You know, there's a few goals that you set are kind of, I don't want to say they're unattainable, but a little tougher to attain. So, you know, we're still working on everything, but, you know, I think we've really made sure to deliver value on all of our products, continue to go after some of the best names in sports. I mean, in the past year, we've signed Aaron Judge, we've signed Patrick Mahomes. So we've tried to make sure we stay at the top of the heap in terms of signing the biggest names. On the celebrity side, we've signed an incredible amount of names. So we continue to push the envelope there. And just really trying to deliver a product that is all about the value, because I think right now the market needs more products that actually deliver value. And that's something that's not always the easiest thing to do, but we really try and focus on that and try and make it where it's still fun and it's still something where you can just buy a box to enjoy and everything's not about the end result with selling a $1 million card on eBay.
You know, you mentioned two pretty good names, both Aaron Judge and Patrick Mahomes. In addition to those heavy hitter names, Leaf also has long given a platform to prospects for having their autographs in product. How has the NIL era kind of changed things, if at all, for Leaf's approach to having signers on board?
So the NIL has been pretty phenomenal in terms of how it's changed trading cards in general. You know, there's been a lot of activity there. Honestly, it's still very much in the early stages. You know, I think we're going to see things continue to develop and change there, as I think there has to be more structure there, because right now it's still a little bit like the Wild West. So I think there's going to be more structure, and you know, you're going to have a little bit more history too. That's one of the problems we have, is like, you know, when you're signing a veteran or signing a retired guy, there's a lot of history for how much to pay guys. On NIL, it's a lot tougher because you're trying to figure out how much a guy is worth, but there's not, you know, you don't have a lot of history to show what a guy in a similar situation is worth. I think collectors are still around. They haven't completely bought into it yet. I think most of the collectors are still waiting until the players are big-time collegiate players or even getting ready to be drafted. And a perfect example of that is Cam Ward, who we had when he was at Washington State, and no one really cared. His cards were very cheap. They were, you know, $10. And then he went to Miami, and his cards peaked a little bit, but they still were only $25-$30. And now all of a sudden, because everyone's saying he's going to potentially more in pick, now he's routinely for upwards of 100. So, you know, it's the same word, it's the same autograph, it's the same cards, but most of the collectors and consumers are really still waiting, which is fascinating to me, because on the base side, it's really the opposite. And they pay huge money for some of these guys when they're in the minors, when they're 16, 17 years old, and then it's like a lot of times by those time those guys make it to the majors, their cards aren't worth what they were when they were young. And we haven't gotten there yet in football and basketball. I think football is slowly trending that way as more people watch college football and more people realize that these guys really are the next ones. The reality is that there's very little downside into buying quarterbacks early, because a lot of them are going to hit. It's similar to baseball again. If you buy everybody when they're first drafted or first signed out of their international pool, at some point those players get hot, whether it's in the minors or once they make it in the majors. Same thing with these collegiate players. If you buy a card of a guy when he's a freshman in college or even a junior, senior in high school, at some point they're going to get hot, whether it's when they first start playing in college, whether it's at the end of their career, whether it's in the pros. So if you buy them when they're cheap and then sell them at the right time, it's almost impossible to lose money on these guys, similar to what people have done forever with the prospecting in baseball. I think it's still coming around in football and basketball. Basketball is tougher because you only have the top, top guys that people really care about. But I think in football, long term, it'll slowly catch on and slowly get there. I think, honestly, what has to happen is we have to have a couple of these guys hit. You have to have a couple of high school kids, early college kids that really do develop into that next big star. And then it should slowly start, just realizing, man, I got these cards for 10, 15, 20. Because it wasn't that long ago how baseball was. I mean, I remember in 17, Ronald Acuna burst autographs for like 20, 25. They weren't expensive. And then obviously people was and they went nuts. But it took a couple of young guys like that in baseball, your Juan Soto's, your Fernando Tatis's, guys like that, Aaron Judge, who kind of floundered, wasn't a huge deal for a while, then all of a sudden took off, obviously. So I think we need to have that happen in football, where a couple of these high school kids turn into Heisman winners, first-round picks, potential Super Bowl winners, that kind of thing, and then hopefully that'll wake collectors up to realize that they're missing some potential value.
We're speaking with Josh Panko, president of Leaf Trading Cards. And the NFL draft is just around the corner, Josh. Leaf, I know, is preparing for a huge run of football releases here. Leaf Heroes and Prospects Football, Hobby and Jumbo just came out. Leaf Eclectic Football comes out March 21st. Leaf Collective Football, April 11th. And 2025 Metal Football is going to be around draft time, so about a month or so. How excited are you for some of these releases coming up leading into the NFL draft?
Yeah, I'm super excited because I think one of the things we do really well right now is we mix a little bit of everything into these products. And what I mean by that is you've got a bunch of the guys in the draft. I mean, all of these products are going to feature Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter and Ashton Jeanty, and Jackson Dart. And a lot of these are guys that are going to get drafted in the first, second round, the skill position guys. But then we also have guys that were, rookies this year. We've still got Jaden Daniels. We've got Malik Nabers in there. So there's rookies in there. There's obviously some vet content. Patrick Mahomes is in many of these products. We've got old school guys like Dan Marino and Barry Sanders and Emmitt Smith and Troy Aikman. And then we also have college stars. We've got DJ Lagway. We've got Sam Levitt. So we've got some of the guys that are going to be the next big stars in the draft, Garrett Nussmeier. And then you've got those super young NIL guys, the guys like Juju Lewis, like George McIntyre, like Jared Curtis, like Faison Brandon, who are the next guys. And I think one thing that's important for collectors to realize that we're doing is we're only focusing on football, in football, only focusing on quarterback, running back, and receiver. So those are the guys that have the most upside. So if you get a guy you've never heard of, he's a quarterback, running back, or receiver, there's a decent chance at some point he's going to pop off. I'm not going out there and signing a cornerback or a defensive end or an offensive lineman that's a young kid. I'm not doing that because I'd much rather have that money invested in a quarterback. So we're really trying to invest only in the top-level guys. Doesn't mean all those guys are going to hit. But I'm excited about these products. They're all also a little bit unique. Heroes and Prospects is one of the first products we've had in a long time that actually is foil packed. So that when you get to open foil packs. Eclectic Football has a ton of inscriptions and a ton of multis. I was actually just looking at the collation before we got on, and there's most cases are going to have about 8 or 9 inscriptions and multis per case combined. The Collective is really a fun product because it mixes a bunch of the old press pass, the old Leaf, and some of the old, just some of the older designs that really kind of almost a throwback type of product. And Metal is obviously kind of our flagship product that does very well every year. So they're all a little bit unique, a little bit different price points. Some of them have base cards. Some of them have foil packs. So we're trying to make it where every product doesn't feel cookie cutter and it feels the same.
We've only got about a minute left, but you mentioned Jaden Daniels, and I know he's a you guys have signed a deal with him. And for pretty much the entirety of the NFL season, with Jaden Daniels turning into a star in just his first year. Leaf was the only way you could get a Jaden Daniels autograph, and that's one of the things that I love about Leaf's dedication to kind of just focusing on the skill players. And tell me, we got about a minute left. Tell me a little bit about Leaf's work with Jaden Daniels, because that's a pretty good guy to be working with.
For sure. And honestly, he's part of the reason why the NIL is important, because we were the first one to do a deal with him back when he was at Arizona State. And so he and his mom remembered that, and that's why they came back to us and were interested in doing a deal. So we're trying to build relationships with the NIL, and I think he's a perfect example of how and why it works, because you get them when they're young. He wasn't necessarily valuable then, but obviously it worked out long-term because we were able to get him when he became a huge star. That's the hope with all these young kids, is that we develop relationships with the families and the kids, and then when they become the next big guy, we still have a relationship with them, and that's what happened with Jaden.
And, you know, really quick, I know Pop Century is kind of a celebrity-focused product, and it's one of my favorite products across the entire hobby. And I know that you guys have been touting the next Pop Century as arguably the best ever. Can you give me some teasers, or just generally, with no spoilers, talk about why you guys feel that it might be the best one ever?
Yeah, I don't think it might be. I think it absolutely is, and I'm happy to give you all the spoilers I can give you. First of all, it has tons of on-card. So it's got Clint Eastwood on-card, Margot Robbie on-card, William Shatner on-card, Mel Gibson on-card, Joe Pesci on-card. It's got some multis on-card. There's a triple from Napoleon Dynamite that's on-card. The other thing is just the names that are in there. So many big, crazy new names. Ozzy Osbourne is new, and he sells for a ton. Helen Hunt, you know, a very famous actress. John Carpenter, who's one of the most famous horror directors. And then my personal favorite card that is just an absolute crazy card is there was a movie called Heat several years ago that had De Niro and Pacino in it. And it was actually the first movie they were ever in a scene together. And we've got a triple auto with De Niro, Pacino, and Val Kilmer from Heat. So there's just so much chase, so many games. And funny, not the early centuries, first few parts came out, get a Jolter or a Amazing, and guys aren't even this anymore. Evolution Pop Culture is saying, without any doubt, the best collection of autographs on a pop culture product ever. When you look at Al Pacino and Sylvester Stallone, Margot Robbie, Tim Robbins, Cillian Murphy, Anthony Hopkins, Ben Stiller, Brie Larson. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And there's so many people in here that have never had a card before. There's so many people that may never have a card again, because on the pop culture side, it's not like the athlete side where they're constantly doing signings. A lot of the time, these signings are very few and far between. And admittedly, a lot of these people are older. You know, Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci, Clint Eastwood. You know, they're not getting younger. And, you know, who knows how much longer they're going to sign. But the checklist is absolutely ridiculous. Again, it's a card that's returnable in this. You'll get one card in every, and obviously case with 16 on one. So it's just such a fun to change product on the on-signature quality case. So it's just hard to get. And I think that, to me, is the biggest thing. With most of these high-end products, and I'm not bashing other companies, but the top stuff is hard to get. If you open up Pop Century, it's incredibly easy to pull autographs of people like Clint Eastwood and Margot Robbie and Mel Gibson. And it's just, if you're into pop culture, there's not a better product for sure.
You heard it there. All of the good stuff that you can find in Pop Century, as well as Leaf Eclectic Football, Leaf Heroes and Prospects Football, Leaf Collective Football, and 2025 Leaf Metal Football. From the voice of the man himself, Josh Panko, the president over at Leaf Trading Cards. Josh, thanks so much for taking some time and joining me again. It was a pleasure to chat
Absolutely.
With you.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
Pleasure was all mine. I'm Dominic Jimenez. This is Sports Byline. We'll be right back.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
You're listening to Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
All right, welcome back to the show. We're going to wrap things up here. My thanks again to Mike Sempervivi joining me talking NFL and baseball first couple segments, and then to Leaf Trading Cards President Josh Pankow for joining me there. We apologize for the connection issues. Sometimes just the phone connections don't work. It'd be like that. It's all good, though. My thanks to both guys again. Yeah, really quick, if you haven't seen it, I encourage you to go Google it. I'm talking to you so you can't... I can't show you the picture. But MLB released new hats. It's got the team name across the front of the hat and then, like, the team logo. And quality control, or whoever designed it, whoever was in charge of reviewing the work, didn't do a very good job. Because the AL West, 4 out of the 5 hats, questionable. 3 of them, recalled and will not see the light of day. What? Yeah, that's right. So the Rangers, this one I can say on the air, says tetas, which is Spanish slang for breasts. The Angels basically spells out A-S-H-O-S. And I think I can say hose on the radio, but I'm not going to say butt. But yeah, butt hose. And the Angels says A-N-A-E-L-S. The Anals. And I've seen some eBay listings. Some of the Tetas Rangers hats made it to market before they were completely pulled and have been selling for upwards of $1,000. Gotta love America and baseball. I'm Dominic Jimenez. This is Sports Overnight America on the Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network.